Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the first of a multi-part focus on the Hope Gospel Mission as they celebrate 25 years in the Chippewa Valley. We'll hear from their founder, Mark Donnelly. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, this year, Hope Gospel Mission is celebrating 25 years in the Chippewa Valley. They're more than just a rescue mission, though, as they've got shelters for men and women and women and children, and of course, the many different locations for the Hope Gospel Bargain Center. It's going to take more than just one episode of Chippewa Valley This Week to unpack it all. Hope Gospel Mission has their annual fall fundraiser event, both a luncheon and a dinner coming up on September 26th. You can learn more at hopegospelmission.org. That's all one word, hopegospelmission.org. They ask for $40 as you register for the luncheon, 12 to 1:30 on September 26th, or $40 for the dinner event, 6:30 to 8:30, the same evening going on September 26th. All of these at the beautiful Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Again, you can register at hopegospelmission.org. They're having back the same talented guest speaker and comedian Mike G. Williams, who they say inspires us with his passion for life. They say Mike will have you rolling on the floor with laughter while simultaneously encouraging and empowering you to make a difference. Recently, near the end of July, I had a chance to sit down with Hope Gospel Mission's founder, Mark Donnelly, to discuss the anniversary. And I began by asking him, first of all, how does it feel looking back and going, did you ever imagine all this would spring out of the idea for there to be a rescue mission in Eau Claire?
No, you know, when you're just getting something going, you just kind of take one day at a time and you don't know what's going to happen, how big it's going to get. I mean, that's up to the Lord. But the need was great in the community, and we've tried over the years to our growth is based on the need, not so much that we just want to grow for growth's sake.
What about all that preceded Hope Gospel Mission starting in Eau Claire in 1998?
Well, it actually started in about the fall of 1993. My pastor kind of challenged me one day and said, "Hey, Mark, what do you want to do for the Lord?" And I was already teaching the Bible. I still like to do that, but I mentioned a couple things to him, and one of them was I'd like to figure out some way to maybe help the poor, but I'm not sure how. And my pastor at the time, Pastor Dan Stanley, he's with the Lord now, but anyway, he had worked at a rescue mission during seminary down in North Carolina. He just connected me with a rescue mission down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I called the gentleman, and they sent me a book called The Romance of Rescue. And it was a book written back in the 1940s about the rescue mission movement that had started in the late 1800s. So anyway, I read the book, and I just came under great conviction that this is something that I felt that the Lord wanted me to do, but I wasn't sure how. And we were just starting our family at that time, and I was running our family business. And I looked into it, and it's like, oh, boy, there's a whole lot to this, more than I thought. And so we just kind of put it on the back burner for about 5 years. That year, we started, we were with Roma Frozen Pizza was our family business, and we would cook pizzas for the Chippewa Valley Symphony in the fall. And we had blown all the fuses, and so with the pizza ovens, and that was an old building. And so the director at the time said, well, why don't you go to the senior center next door? They just right across the alley. They have a nice kitchen, and you can cook the pizzas there. So I go over there, and I walk in the building, and it's like, oh, man, this would make a great rescue mission. But anyway, raising our family and all that, we just put it on the back burner. But every time I'd drive by that building for years, I would do a double take, and I could just feel the conviction that this is something that God wanted me to do. Well, finally, in 1998, God opened the door. The building came available for sale. And so I said, okay, now if we're going to do this, I better do my business. I'm a businessman, so I better check all this out. So I went around to different organizations in town and nonprofits that were trying to help the poor, and got them all together, and they said, yes, the biggest need in the community right now is for homeless single men, and so which that building was perfect for. And so in the summer fall of 1998, we formed a board. Gary Stewart was a friend at the time, and we were in a Bible study together, and he started getting interested in it as well. And so he came on the board in the fall of 1998, and then eventually became our first director the following year. So, but it all just came together finally.
I guess it's 2000 that the downtown men's shelter officially opened to serve homeless men with emergency shelter. So take us from what happened between 98 and 2000.
Well, it took us about a year and a half to purchase the old senior center, the building, and get it remodeled. We had to go out and raise the money, just kind of starting from scratch. And I figured it'd take, we were hoping to get open by the next fall, but it was actually a year from that. And but Gary went out and shook the trees. He had the connections in the community with in the Christian community that he had, and went out, and it just took time, longer than we thought. And so,
when we say it was founded in 1998, I mean, you had a board, but when was there actually, like, the mission actually opened?
We officially opened in the fall of 2000, doing basically just emergency stays for single men.
And so that's how you start at that location across from the library, and that's where you were for a number of years. 20 years, wow. Were you right? I mean, was that a good place, at least a starting place for a rescue mission for men?
It was, because at the time the Greyhound Bus Depot was just right down the block. And so people would come in, and if they didn't have any place to go, they'd see the mission and come over. So, and it worked well at the time.
Anything that stands out to you in those early years of its opening and as men came?
Well, the need was pretty big, and what we were trying to do just initially was just be kind of a temporary, maybe 30 to 60 day place to stay for homeless men, and then trying to help them find jobs. And so that was kind of the first year. The second year we decided to, since jobs was such a big need, we hired a lady that had done a temp service before. We hired her part-time, and so we started running a temp service out of the mission. And we got so good at it that somebody could come in the morning and we could have them working that night. And that helped fund the mission a little bit too, because we'd make a little bit of profit on the labor side. And it worked well, except we were experiencing, people would come in, you'd ask them, well, you know, what do you need? And they always was, well, I need a job and a place to stay. And so we had the place to stay at first. And then we formed the temp service, and so now we had a way to get jobs. And the problem was, these people would come in, they'd be with us maybe for 30, 60 days, we'd get them jobs, and then 30, 60 days later, we'd see them back. And what we didn't realize is that a lot of them were alcoholics, and they were, they were stuck in that cycle. You know, work, save money, go drink and party, lose their job. And then we call it the revolving door syndrome. And so then after about a year or so, we're like, well, how do we get out of this? And that's when we started envisioning some type of a program for the men that would help break that addiction.
And certainly, I just saw the list again on social media, the list of the drunkest cities, and usually Wisconsin has 9 in the top 20. I think Eau Claire was 9th. And so we don't just drink. People drink to get drunk, and we know the bars per capita, Eau Claire, La Crosse. I mean, and so I fully expect in asking, I mean, is alcohol and its negative and harmful impact one of, if not the biggest things you saw in terms of an addiction to it, harming and hurting men?
Yes, definitely. And single women as well. But not quite. It wasn't quite as bad back then as it is now.
So in 2003, you developed the Hope Bargain Center opened again. That's 20 years ago. So we celebrate 25 years Hope Gospel Mission and the many tentacles. But yes, I do remember that being Cassidy's. And so tell me how Hope Bargain Center came to be.
Well, the need drove it, and What we were seeing is, we need to help these people. These people don't need a job right now. They need a place maybe to do vocational training, and while they're dealing with their alcohol addiction. And then at some point when they have, sobriety and recovery, then put them out into the workforce, which takes about 10 to 14 months to actually, for the brain with an addicted person to change its behavior, its habit patterns. It takes that long to get over the alcohol of putting new good things in rather than the drugs and alcohol to get over that. And so that's why we started our long-term program. And in order to be able to do that, we needed the vocational training aspect of it. And so the Bargain Center was a perfect way to be able to do that, not only to help the residents in their vocational training while they're recovering, but also to help with raising money for the mission to help support that as well.
So was Craig Peterson, was he the director right away, or he's done a great job with you?
He has, and he came along in the summer of 2003, right when Gary and I were looking at buying the Bargain Center, and basically he had an entrepreneurial type background. He had graduated from that from the university here, and what we needed was somebody to, we've got this big old empty building now. Now here it is, and make it into a Bargain Center. And he did it.
What a godsend Craig Peterson was, right?
Well, he was. Gary was too. And but God just brought the right people at the right time, and Craig got it up and going. We gave him a hard charge. We said, okay, now you gotta have this up and running in 60 to 90 days. And, oh, by the way, we can't lose any money because we don't have any to lose. and God was good to us, and he did.
In 2005, the Ruth House, the first shelter for single women in Western Wisconsin, opens, just kind of part of that same building attachment with, the former Cassidy's location there on the west side of town.
Well, it's kind of ironic because the old liquor department at the Cassidy's Foods became our Ruth House.
Wow.
And what's even weirder is my father-in-law worked there. he was the manager.
Yes, irony of ironies, Hope Gospel Mission. Yes, irony of ironies, Hope Gospel Mission founder Mike Donnelly's father-in-law had been the manager of the liquor department in the old Cassidy's grocery store that in 2005 was turned into Hope Gospel's Ruth House Women's Shelter.
Yes. So a lot of ironies there. But when Gary and I first looked at the building, we passed it by a couple of times because it's just too big. I mean, you looked at it empty and it was like you could fit a skating rink in here. I mean, it's so big. But so what our original plan was, well, let's use the Cassidy's, the old Cassidy's part of it for the Bargain Center, and then maybe let's rent out the other half of the bill, or 40% of the building, and we filled it up in a hurry.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, your father-in-law, was he alive when that happened then, and what did he think of that?
He was. He got a kick out of that as well. he said, well, bring lots of buckets because the roof leaks. That was his comment.
Ah, that's something. What about your wife? I mean, I feel like, not that you get adulation, and there's been it's been a long journey. Talk about her as kind of, maybe people mentioned Mark Donnelly and Hope Gospel Mission, but she's your life partner.
She is. She's my sweetie. Her name is Cindy. And
married for how long?
31 years. She's been putting up with me. And no, she's been a blessing. And during this whole time, she was raising our family. We had two little kids, soon to be three, and we were homeschooling them. And so that was kind of her full-time job, but she was behind me 100%. And she actually came up with the name for the mission. I was coming up with, oh, how about the Eau Claire Rescue Mission, or just some really uncreative type name. And so she goes, oh, no, let me think about it. And a few days later, she says, no, we need to call it Hope, because there's hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so she came up with the name Hope Gospel Mission. And, that first X number of years when we were raising our family and all that, she supported me by taking care of that primarily. And it allowed me to not only run our family business, but to put the mission together.
Is the Ruth House still functioning? And how have you found that in terms of its impact over the years?
Well, the Ruth House currently is used for transitional housing. Once a lady goes through our program, and completes the program, they're able to stay an extra year in that facility. So it's kind of like an apartment facility now for the women that graduate the program.
So for women who are in the program, where do they stay?
The women in the program stay on our, we have a facility over behind Quick Trip.
By that, you mean the Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children is where?
Yes, and they used to be two Care Partners nursing homes. We purchased those back in 2018, I think it was, and it took a couple of years to get them up and funded and whatnot. We have one building for single women, and then we have one building for women with children. So that's where they go.
Is talk about the importance of you having been a businessman, Roma Pizza, and then later the crust business, because it seems like, obviously, I mean, I'm from Milwaukee, and I knew the Milwaukee Rescue Mission, and I gave my testimony there back in the day, and that's a wonderful rescue mission, but I really don't know that they have all of the other business aspects in terms of a bargain center or building hope, and these are great things, not only for your ministry, but for the community, and so talk about the again, seeing God's hand, we both, you know, a personal infinite God who feeds the birds and clothes the lilies. It's been really helpful that you have a business background in doing this too, right?
Yes, and that caused me to look at the business aspect of it, not just the, you know, the humanitarian part of it. And so with the hiring of Craig in 2003, who was another entrepreneur, and we got the idea, and it wasn't ours, it was from our association that we were in with other rescue missions. And they, in fact, I remember Gary doing it. Gary, go around and find out what the other people are doing to try to raise money other than just donations. And the number one resounding answer was start a thrift store. And so, but I realized I didn't have the time to do it. And so I was looking for the right person. You know, there are a lot of people with business management experience, but I was looking for an entrepreneur. And Craig was our 47th applicant. And he had just gone through the entrepreneurial program at the university. And the other people had management experience, but it's like, no, I need somebody to do more than that. And he came along and we clicked and hired him and never looked back. He has done a great job.
That's fantastic. Hope Gospel Mission founder Mark Donnelly, he and his team celebrating 25 years in the Chippewa Valley. Some of the background that goes back to 1993, some of those initial thoughts, suggestion, and a question from his late pastor, what are you going to do to serve the Lord, and leading to this incredible ministry. We've got a lot more to tell in one or possibly two more episodes of Chippewa Valley this week. But next week, we'll get to Toni Matson and her book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. Don't forget Hope Gospel Mission with their luncheon and dinner event, their annual fall fundraiser, September 26th at the Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. You can register at hopegospelmission.org. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.